The Labour Court has dismissed an application by two trade unions over planned job cuts at SAA. They talk about planned job cuts, but no figures have been put yet. NUMSA and the SA Cabin Crew Association approached the court to interdict the airline from retrenching workers. The national carrier is under business rescue in an attempt to turn things around while delivering his ruling on Friday morning. That's this morning. Judge Graham Mashwana said it was wrong for the unions to conclude that the cancellation of 11 domestic and international flights would immediately result in employee dismissals. On the line is NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi-Majola. Phakamile, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners, Ray.
So the judge says...
It's been a long time since we spoke.
It has been a while since we've spoken. Phakamile, the judge says that there's no indication yet of retrenchments. Yes, of course, they've closed these 11 routes, but he says there's no retrenchment yet, no case.
Let me just clarify for the sake of your listeners so that they understand why we went to court. I think a lot of media houses have been reporting that we went to court to prevent retrenchment. That's not true. We went to court to force the business rescue practitioners to adhere to the prescript of the Labor Relations Act if retrenchments are going to take place at South African Airways. That's why we went to court. And if you look at the situation that we are facing as workers at SAA, we actually strongly disagree with the decision that was made by the judge. He said in his judgment that he is dismissing the application on the basis that he does not see evidence of the fact that SAA is indeed contemplating retrenchment. Now, we have a real problem with that finding because it is patently clear that SAA is in fact contemplating retrenchment. In fact, in their own court papers, they say this, which is why we were so disturbed by the decision of the court. We believe that the court has actually erred, and this us appealing is not just about appealing this issue for SAA and SAA workers. It's more about appealing what we believe is an incorrect understanding of the Labor Relations Act and an incorrect assessment of the situation that we're actually dealing with. And we think that the judge came to the wrong conclusion.
But
so this is why we are going to appeal this decision.
Phakamile, Phakamile, just a come in there, though.
Sure.
You're talking about prescripts. Surely, if the business rescue practitioners had to retrench, they would follow, they would go in line with Section 128 of the Constitution. They would follow that, and they would just tell everyone they're going to be retrenchments. Surely that would happen anyway.
We can't take that for granted because of their own behavior was the reason that forced us into taking this drastic course of action, which is why we reject with contempt their allegation that this is nothing more than a publicity stunt. We don't have unlimited funds where we can just run to court for a publicity stunt. The fact of the matter is this. Last year, NUMSA and in fact as Labour, we were served with Section 189. In other words, the SAA, the employer, served us with papers to say we intend to restructure the organisation and there will be retrenchment. That was in November. You'll recall, Ray, we went on strike, and as part of the strike agreement, we secured a wage settlement. And in that wage settlement, the retrenchment notice was deferred, not cancelled, it was deferred.
Yeah.
And there was even a date put there that it was deferred until the 31st of January. Now, on the 4th and the 5th, on the 4th and the 6th of February, we have meetings with the business rescue practitioners, where in those meetings, they are very clear. They tell us that they need to retrench en masse much more than 944 workers, that those workers must be retrenched outside of any Section 189 process.
Have they said that
they said that
in confidence? Well, they said, is that public knowledge that they are definitely going to retrench? Have they said that on the record?
They said it on the record. Business Day released a statement where they were quoted, where they said that this was the engagement that they had with us. But more than that, Ray, they approached the UIF. You remember EWN actually reported that on that on the website. They approached the UIF to request funding for retrenchment. So they meet with us on the 4th, tell us that they need to implement speedy retrenchment. Then on the 6th, drop the bombshell announcement that they're going to cancel 11 routes. Plus, as I said, them consulting with the UIF for them to get funding for retrenchment. So in other words, they have taken very drastic steps to demonstrate that their intention is to retrench.
Right.
Never mind the fact that they issued a statement.
Their intention is to, but we don't know that for certain. Do you know where these workers are now? If these routes have now been suspended, what's happened to the workers, the people involved in those routes?
Actually, we do know for certain that that is their intention because they expressly stated as much. And this is precisely, as I said to you, why we have a problem with the judgment, because it's as if the Labour Court ignored the facts. And this is why we're appealing. But in response to your second question there, Ray, with relation to workers, this is why we had to take this drastic action, because they made the very dramatic announcement of the cancellation of the 11 routes, which effectively means that in East London, in PE, and in KZN, as of the 1st of March, SAA will not exist. This was even confirmed when managers in Durban and Cape Town called meetings with staff. We even have a recording of this, which we submitted as evidence, and affidavits from our members, those who attended that meeting, who said that the manager there said, don't bother coming to work because as of the 1st of March, you will not have a job. So there is ample evidence that radical restructuring is taking place. And if I can just remind your listeners that in terms of the Labor Relations Act, in terms of the law, even if the decision is not necessarily retrenchment but restructuring, you have to consult.
Just a final question. Will retrenchments not be in the interest of saving this airline? Business rescue practitioners come along. They've got to take very serious and very difficult decisions. Is this not one of those that if you want to survive, you're going to have to cut off a little bit? It's a hard thing to say, but
we actually, as unions, were very progressive, because you'll remember, Ray, that one of the settlements of the strike last year was something called the training layoff scheme. And we came up with that to say that if there are workers who are facing retrenchment, then instead of them being replaced, the entity has the power to place them on training layoff, and their salaries would not be paid for by SAA. 75% of their income would be paid for by the CETAs. So in other words, when you engage in retrenchment process, these are some of the things that you discuss. So, and the business rescue practitioners are not like sheriffs in the wild, wild west who can do as they please outside of the labor law. We simply went to court to enforce our rights and to remind them that they have a duty to consult meaningfully, and they have a duty to actually to consider our alternatives.
All right, so let's leave it. NUMSA spokesperson, we push for time, I'm afraid. NUMSA spokesperson, Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, thanks for coming on to the Afternoon Drive.